David, here we are in Tórshavn in the scenic, picturesque Faroe Islands, but we're here on a mission.
Yes, absolutely. The good thing is about the game being on Tuesday is the quick turnaround from Rosenborg last Wednesday. So the boys are excited. We're looking forward to it. It's a challenge. It'll be a tough game. But the players are also aware that it's an opportunity for us to hopefully go out and perform tomorrow night and take a positive result to the Belfast next Thursday night.
Just come back from training, so you've had a look at the pitch. It's a sort of surface that you're familiar with.
Yeah, it's very similar. There's two or three in our own domestic league that play very similarly. So again, should be no issues with the pitch conditions. I'm sure tomorrow night when we get down there. I know Crusaders played last week and it was missing fog. I can imagine tomorrow night will probably be pretty similar. So. Spoke to the players again, made them aware of how tough a test it's going to be. Probably tomorrow night, this probably more than most of the European matches that we've played previously. This will probably be played like an Irish League game tomorrow night, so we'll need to make sure that we're ready for that challenge.
You must have watched the video of Tórshavn's draw with Helsinki last week, so you must know where the threats are, where their strengths are.
Yeah, we've seen some of the footage from the last sort of number of games, so... Listen, they score goals, they're a threat. They're the one thing they are, and again, the players are aware of, and certainly me is aware of, is they're big, strong and physical, and they get the ball in the box and give themselves opportunities to score. So we'll need to be aware of that, as I said, about the challenge.
And how's our own squad looking? We've had a few injuries over the last few weeks. Is our own squad in good shape ahead of tomorrow's game?
Yeah, I believe we're in good shape. One missing from tomorrow night will be Gareth Dean. Picked up an injury in Rosenborg last Wednesday, so we acted fast. We brought a goalkeeper in on Friday. Paperwork seems to have cleared, and he's free to be in and around the squad tomorrow night. So we'll assess that again tomorrow with the other staff and discuss where we are. Joel Cooper's back. Joel Cooper had a positive 45 minutes in Dundella on Saturday. We were pleased. We were all pleased, and I know the people, the supporters who there were watching, were pleased to see Joel Cooper back, because Joel gives you a lot of energy and a lot of pace through the middle of the pitch. So Joel will come into contention tomorrow night of being on the squad. There doesn't seem to be too many other, apart from the obvious ones, the McGivern, Hawkeyes, sort of Josh Robinson, the three centre halves. Everybody else is fit and available for the game.
Being around the players today, everybody seems in good spirits, so last week's result hasn't dampened the mood about the place or nothing, has it?
No, and rightly so. I certainly come out of the game in a positive frame of mind last week, considering the opposition we're playing, so certainly no body language or thoughtfulness that last week was going to lead into a poor week and whatever else. The players have been together now, we've had the training camp, we've had two or three really good tests and pre-season, which hopefully down the line will benefit. As I say, tomorrow night will be a huge test for us. On paper, people will be saying it's very winnable. Of course it is. I'm sure Tórshavn will be thinking the same. It's an opportunity for them to progress, considering their improvements in European football over the years. So be a good test, and it's a challenge that I'm certainly looking forward to.
And it's the familiar surroundings that'll help too, because people like Waterford, Mulgrew, even yourself, you've been here before, it's not, there's no surprises here for us.
Certainly no surprises, and there'll be no surprises the way they probably line up, the way they go about the game tomorrow night. So there'll be no surprises. The players, if we do our jobs tomorrow night, it's important to be, it might be a game where you have to dig in for first 20 minutes, you might have to dig in for the last 20 minutes. But we've done that in our own domestic league over the last couple of years. So the players are understanding that it's an opportunity for us now to go perform tomorrow night, take a positive performance, hopefully a positive result, and go back to Belfast next week, certainly well in the leg, in the tie.
And now we know, if we were to get a good result over these two legs, we know what the prize is at the end of it. So that's a nice carrot for us to aim for if we were to get a good result.
Yeah, no, we'll look forward to the two games. We'll look forward to the game tomorrow night and the return leg on Thursday. We obviously it's been the draw has been made, so we're certainly, the players will be aware of who the opportunity is that you could play. But the old football saying is you take every game as it comes, and the next game is tomorrow night, and that's the one that we look forward to.
As you said, it's one game at a time, and all the very best for the next game, which is tomorrow night, David.
Thanks, Andy.
Perfect.
All right.